We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo obtained permission from King Pentan to go to Pekin in order to procure Kublai Khan's consent for Pentan to marry Benedetta Corsini. Marco Polo interviewed Benedetta and told her that the wedding had been postponed. He bade her be of good courage until he returned. Then he took the perilous journey across the desert until he eventually arrived at Pekin, where he sought out his friend Toktai. Marco told Toktai of his love for Benedetta Corsini. Then Toktai informed him that Pentan had sent another messenger by a shorter route, and the Khan had already given his consent to the marriage between Benedetta and King Pentan. But Toktai, I did not think Pentan was going to send another messenger. I tell you, Pentan must not marry Benedetta. I love her. She is the only woman I have ever wanted to marry.
And what of your four wives in Venice?
Oh, 1,000 curses on all my wives in Venice. I have none.
Oh, but you said
never mind what I said. I want to marry Benedetta Corsini. She is not in love with Pentan. She is being forced to marry him.
Oh, my poor friend. How I wish I could help you.
I ask for your help, Toktai.
You have brought me much happiness. And had it not been for you, I would never have been able to wed the Princess Dilana. Now, my friend, I must find some way to help you.
Is it any use my approaching the great Khan and asking him to aid me?
He has already granted his permission to Pentan, who is a great favorite of his.
Oh, I have nothing against Pentan. He is an honest, loyal man, but I cannot allow him to marry the woman I love.
See, Dilana comes now. Mayhap she will aid us.
Marco Polo, what do you hear in Pekin?
I come on urgent business on my own, Dilana.
Dilana, Marco Polo is in sore need of our aid. He is in love with the woman who is to marry King Pentan.
The slave woman who is of the same race as Marco Polo?
Yes. Her name is Benedetta Corsini.
But the Khan has granted his consent to this marriage.
I know it. I must persuade him to withdraw that consent. I want him to allow me to marry Benedetta.
Oh, my poor Marco. But what
now, do not ask me about my four wives in Venice.
But I thought they meant so much to you.
Oh, they mean nothing to me. Less than nothing.
Because they do not exist, Marco Polo.
Correct, Dilana. They do not exist.
Well, we must see what we can do to aid you. Has Pentan's messenger left the city yet, Doctor?
Not yet, Dilana. He is resting. He leaves at dawn tomorrow.
Then he must not be allowed to leave. You are the governor of the city, and you can see to it that the messenger is prevented from leaving.
Yes, I can do that, but I cannot detain him for long. He has the right of appeal to Kublai Khan.
You can detain him for several days. Perhaps in that time, Marco Polo will be able to persuade the great Khan to withdraw his consent.
That is true. I have come here with messages for Kublai Khan from Pentan. But it seems that Pentan did not trust me. That is why he sent an extra messenger.
It seems that Pentan was justified in not trusting you, Marco Polo. Still, we will help you, my friend. Now, tell me of this Benedetta Corsini. Is she very beautiful?
Oh, very beautiful.
More beautiful than Dilana?
Now, Dilana, you must not flirt with me. You are Toktai's wife now.
She cannot help flirting. But she means nothing by it, Marco Polo.
Well, Toktai, I rely on you to detain this messenger. Do not let him leave the city until I say so.
I promise that I will delay him as long as I can.
I shall take Marco Polo into the presence of the great Khan. Mayhap I will be able to soften the Khan's heart.
Oh, Dilana, would you do that for me?
I will do what I can. Oh, but your raiment is travel-stained, Marco Polo. You must dress yourself fittingly for an audience with Kublai Khan. Doubtless he will be very glad to see you.
Well, I will bathe and dress now. May I stay here at your house, Toktai?
My house is yours, Marco Polo.
Thank you. Very well, Dilana. I will be ready to go before the Khan in an hour's time.
I will await you.
In the meantime, I will find his messenger and see that he is placed under guard for a while. Rest assured, Marco Polo, he will not leave the city.
An hour later, Marco Polo, freshly clad and bathed, presented himself before Dilana, who went gladly with him to the palace of the great Khan. Word was sent to the Khan that Marco Polo had arrived, and in time the Venetian was ushered into the vast audience chamber, accompanied by the Princess Dilana.
Marco Polo, my eyes are glad to look upon you. I had thought that you were many miles away. Rise, my friend, rise and sit beside me.
I thank you, Mighty Khan.
Marco Polo has come before you with a message from King Pantan, Mighty Khan.
I have received one messenger from Pantan. What news does Marco Polo bring?
Speak, Marco Polo. Tell the Khan of your message.
Mighty and gracious Kublai Khan, it seems that King Pantan desires to wed a Western woman by the name of Benedetta Corsini. He begs that you will attend his wedding and that you will grant your gracious permission for him to wed.
The Khan has already received that message.
True, one messenger has arrived from Pantan bearing the same message. But it seems that he is a cautious man. Mayhap he thought that one of his messengers would be attacked and waylaid.
Marco Polo wishes to add something to his message, Mighty Khan.
Yes, Mighty Khan, I beg that you hear me. Since coming to this land, I have met with many strange adventures, and I have risked my life several times in your service.
Kublai Khan is the most grateful and generous of all rulers.
I am grateful, and I appreciate all that you have done for me, Marco Polo. You are one of the most trusted men in my dominion.
Hear that, Marco Polo? Take courage. The Khan trusts you.
I take courage, therefore, Mighty Khan. I come before you to ask your permission to wed.
Marco Polo has fallen in love again.
Zilana, let Marco Polo speak to me. Cease these interruptions. It seems that he falls in love very easily. What of his four wives in Venice?
Oh, yes, his four wives in Venice. Well, I do not think he is happily married to those wives, Mighty Khan. I think he is tired of hearing about them.
I am tired of hearing about them. But I beg that you hear me, Mighty Khan. I am willing to perform any of your commands, willing to obey any orders which you put upon me. Until now, I have asked no reward. I have been content to serve you faithfully so that there might be friendship between your country and mine.
Marco Polo is most unselfish.
Yes, I know that without you telling me, Zilana.
Then, noble Khan, seeing that he is such an unselfish, loyal man, it is not his right to ask a reward of you?
Yes, it is his right. And if Marco Polo asks a reward, I swear that I will grant it, if it be in my power to grant it.
But is it not within the power of Kublai Khan to grant any reward?
I am the greatest emperor, the greatest ruler in the world. But I am no magician. Still, if I can do anything to reward Marco Polo, he has but to name it, and I will do it, that I swear.
You heard those words, Marco Polo? Now, go on.
I have said, Mighty Khan, that I have come to ask your permission to marry.
Oh, I would gladly grant that permission. Well, name the lady of your heart.
The lady of my heart is Benedetta Corsini, the Western woman who is betrothed to King Pantan.
Pause well before you answer this request, Mighty Khan, and do not be enraged.
Marco Polo, what do you ask me? Have I not already granted my permission that Pantan should marry this woman? You ask me one thing which I cannot grant. Choose any other woman within my realm, but I would not offend Pantan.
He is not yet married to Benedetta Corsini.
And there are other beautiful women who would be willing to marry Pantan.
Oh, peace, peace, Zilana. Oh. This is no affair of yours.
But I choose to help both you and Marco Polo, Mighty Khan. But it is a serious problem. You cannot let it be said that the great Kublai Khan is ungrateful, that he would not reward the man who has done so much.
Marco Polo, I do not wish to seem ungrateful, and I will do all I can to aid you. But Pantan has set his heart on marrying this Western woman.
Should Pantan fall in love with some other woman, with a woman of his own race, would you then grant permission for me to marry Benedetta Corsini?
That is a fair offer, Mighty Khan.
But Pantan has been unmarried these many years. A woman has to be extremely beautiful to steal his heart.
Know you of any woman who can steal his heart, Marco Polo?
I think I do know the woman.
You do?
Oh, I beg of you, Mighty Khan, give me time. Postpone the marriage of Pantan and Benedetta Corsini until such time as I have taken before him another woman whom he may wish to marry. Withhold your permission so that the marriage may be postponed a little longer, Mighty Khan.
Oh, surely you can grant that, most great and mighty and generous Kublai Khan.
But the messenger has returned to Pantan bearing with him my consent.
Oh, no. The messenger has not yet returned. He is resting until tomorrow. Detain him here and let Marco Polo take your message.
Oh, dear, I know not what to do.
Oh, please, Kublai Khan.
Mighty Khan, I beg you grant me this. It is all I will ever ask of you. I swear I will do nothing to antagonize Pantan.
Oh, Kublai Khan cannot refuse such a request. Marco Polo, the great Khan smiles upon you. Many times he has been in love himself.
Zilana, you know me too well, but I will not give my answer tonight. I will have to think on the matter. And Marco Polo may see me here at midday tomorrow, and then I will give him my answer.
But what of the messenger?
The messenger? Let the messenger be detained until I have spoken with Marco Polo tomorrow. I will say no more on the matter now.
I thank you, mighty Khan, and I trust that after consideration, you will grant my humble request.
Marco Polo, you are a rogue, but I like you, and mayhap I will grant this request.
Yes.
Now, tell me of my provinces. What other news have you for me? A moment, sir. Who comes?
I will see your mighty Khan. Oh, it is Toktai.
Oh, come before me, Toktai. I wish you to find the messenger from King Pentan and to detain him here until after midday tomorrow.
Noble and mighty Khan, I have been looking for the messenger, but I'm afraid I have bad news for Marco Polo.
What is your news, Toktai?
The messenger decided not to wait until tomorrow. He left on his return journey 3 hours ago.
Thank you.